in both of those aspects. And so I wish that more people in the community knew that.
If our listeners are interested in learning more about Yassine's Love or what we've talked about today, where could they find out more?
They can reach out to us. Yassine's Love, you can find us on our website, which is still being built, but there is a contact that you can fill out there and reach out to us, and we will definitely reach out back. You can send an email to our personal email, and that's yassineslove@outlook.com. That is another way that we can be reached. Our website is www.yassineslove.com. Those are two ways. And then, of course, directly to me, 971-990-9326. Those are some of the ways you can reach out to us, and someone will definitely respond.
That was Talia Anderson, full-spectrum doula and proprietor of Yassine's Love, a culturally specific doula service in Portland that also serves patients with substance use disorder. More information about Yassine's Love is online at yassineslove.com. That's YASIINLUV.com. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.
You are tuned in to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
Are you eloquent in elephant? Can you converse in chimpanzee? Have a heart-to-heart in horse or chat with a cow? Me neither, but we can definitely speak for them. Hi, I'm Michelle Coppola, inviting you to join me every fourth Friday of the month at 10 a.m. for Voices for the Animals, where we give a voice to the issues, concerns, and welfare of the other non-human creatures on the planet. Until we can have in-depth discussions in dolphin or yak, well, in yak, it's a great way to learn about how we can make this a more humane world. Voices for the Animals, every fourth Friday of the month at 10 a.m. only here on KBOO.
Thank you for tuning into KBOO Community Radio during this special programming campaign, All Thrills, No Frills, Volume 3. This February and March, you will hear different marathons and series, all brought to you by our talented programmers, including marathons like our very own Bluegrass Marathon. If you'd like to help KBOO reach our $22,000 goal by March 16th, go to kboo.fm/give. Or text KBOO to the number 44321 right now.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. This month's Development Committee meeting will be held on Monday, February 26th at 4:30 p.m. The meeting will be held online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell an Indian first then?
Hello!
Hello out there, folks. How you doing? Doing good? Surviving? I know here is a little chilly. Winter has definitely returned and snuck up on some of us. But we got some hot beets to melt that cold, cold old man winter on the show today. Nick Yellowhorse, DJ Yellowhorse, coming through to talk on TP Talk. We got new tradish talk, poetry, new music, and more. Got so much for y'all. So let's start off to warm the season and start thinking about changes in the spring around the corner as we daydream about sun. This is Wolf Saga with Summer Breeze here on Rose City Native Radio. That was Chief Rock with Sacred Gift Song, and before that, Wolf Saga with Summer Breeze. Coming up next, this is Dio Gandhi with Indigenous Lyricist. Enjoy!
This goes out to the Haudenosaunee, otherwise known as the Iroquois. Yeah, yeah. And the all my indigenous people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those that know where they come from, and those that don't.
Little bit, but where I come from, I'm talking back home, the Iroquois nations, land claims placed us on reservations, tried to erase us, confining our spaces, too much hating, self-medicating, and sedating, yeah, I'm mad at the white man, y'all are walking on stolen land, your forefathers are known to me as slaughterers, and fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, and daughters, your heroes are known to me as villains, responsible for genocide and mass killing, killing. That's why I put up a middle finger on my hammer, throw up the peace for the Wolf and Deer Clan. I ain't a Navajo, Blackfoot, a crow. I rep the Iroquois nations for the next seven generations. I ain't a Navajo over Seminole. I rep the Iroquois nations on the Indian rap sensation. Indigenous lyricists, come on. Indigenous lyricists, come on. Indigenous lyricists, come on. Indigenous lyricists. I'm a tilted and hairy, you know. new favorite strain. Not waiting on salvation, I don't fear any pain. Elevated, not sedated, no flight to my plane. Constantly contemplative, I fight indigenous gain. It ain't a comeback, I ain't no pioneer. My native roots go back thousands of years, but I've been on Brooklyn stoops for over 20 years, and I still wanna clap back for the trail of tears. Don't mistake my lack of instigators for fear. I'm here to loot the narrative, abolish stricken barren. I'm here not mute to you, we're looking back and staring. My ancestors, I made it through a genocide and famine, so please respect my need to breathe and chill with all the clearing. Indigenous lyricists. Indigenous lyricists. Ain't a Navajo, Blackfoot, a crow. I rep the Iroquois nations for the next seven generations. Tell them. Ain't a Navajo or a Seminole. I rep the Iroquois nations. I'm the Indian rap sensation.
Soul shadow. Sacred black earth, painted red blood, red painted. My brown blood. Take it down, all of your white fangs. Cross paths, twist the arms. Y'all trying to erase our lives, but we got this down. Y'all dripping out here, and it ain't gon' last. Y'all slipping out here, and we calling you out. Y'all slipping out here, and we calling you out. Even as the water was scarce, even as the forests were cut, even as the mountains were burned,
all my indigenous Seminoles, Blackfoot, Crow,
never really seen the war go away. I mean, if you're dying from the 7th Cavalry's bullets, or if you're dying from induced poverty and racism, class systems and sex systems, all right, and you're dying from alcoholism and poverty, all right, or someone has come in now in the name of maximizing the profit, and they're getting you to work in the mines, the uranium mines, and you're dying from lung cancer, and you're dying from the cancers and the diseases that come out of that. You're dying. It's the same as the bullet killing you, and I see it all as a war.
They're playing songs that my people sing. Make me feel like I ain't gotta worry about a thing. The balance swings, everyone treated like a king. Remember Mother Earth and the teachings that she brings. But why I'm back, you'll find that it's all related. It reminds that with purpose we're all created. But that's debated, distorted by those who hate it. On our beliefs, cause we believed all things were sacred. The long awaited, seventh generation feels the pain, uranium drained from our black hills. Let it rain. Genocide won't pay the bills. I feel the shame, suicidal thoughts give me chills. I can't escape from warming up with the smallpox blanket while I see my mother get abused. I'm accused of a rebel cause I don't dance with the devil. I got these reservation blues. I bet their hearts drop when they hear these drums and yell songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we standing strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't think about people you don't fight for. Hearts drop when they hear these drums and yell songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we standing strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't think about people you don't fight for. I'm a
the chaotic love planted in psychotic mud. A rose from Rosebud who rolls from haunted clubs. Hooked on phonics, beating on my sonic drum. Addicted to my demons and my melancholic drugs. Self-hate on my sleeve, self-destruction on my mind. Alone in this house I built with my beats constructed rhymes. I'm not allowed to leave until I deconstruct my mind. Historical trauma, I got my spirit stuck in time. Manifest destiny, arrested all that is left for me. I used to be free in this land, but now I'm a refugee. In the name of progress, president ordered the death of me. Shout out Dakota 38, I pray that you're blessing me. Resistance is natural, ancestral energy. Guidance and survival, decolonized memories. Apologies will never make amends for your colonies. America, you givers are sovereign.
Their hearts drop when they hear these drums and hear our songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we standing strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't speak about people you don't fight for. Drop when they hear these drums and hear our songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we standing strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't speak about people you don't fight for.
Descended from the spirit, singing songs of freedom, my ghost make you hear it. Genocide never ended, descended from the spirit, singing songs of truth, their lies make you fear it. Way of life never ended, descended from the spirit, singing songs of freedom, my ghost make you hear it. Revolution never ended, descended from the spirit, singing songs of hope, hoping my people hear it.
And in order for that system to work, they have to mine our minds to get at the essence of our spirit. The mining of the essence, the mining of the spirit, mining our minds, the pollution from that is all of the neurotic, distorted, insecure behavior patterns that we develop. That's the pollution. But it's a disease. It lives and travels through the mind, through the generations.
Where we up against a man and we gotta fight twice as hard to stand a chance.
Stand up,
you hear that? It's what we've overcome. What's been done to our people can't be undone. I pray and I pray for better days.
So we are.
But I hope the growing pains never go away. Cause the pain disappears through the years. Memories fade, it's on us to keep it straight. I slay, I kill a man for what I got today. That's why I hope the growing pains never go away.
Don't let the growing pains go away. Yeah, I hope the growing pains never go away. Go away, go away, yeah. Don't let the growing pains go away.
Yeah,
go away.
Yeah,
yeah.
Please don't let the growing pains go away.
Raw backwards on all of you rappers. I've been raw backwards since I started rapping. Rapping and unwrapping up all of these backwards. Got you in the snapback out there walking backwards. Treat you like my fitted win. Yeah. Go and get some dirt on it. Either throw your whist in the trash.
Yep.
I'll smack the motherfucking dirt off it. Never rush that witch, you'll change your future. You hold the key to the present here will shoot you. To the next plateau, you gotta go. Never act out of line and you won't get your skin sewn. They be acting like you changed up. Funny how focus gets mistaken for an ego, thinking, oh, here he go. Native got some shine, now he ain't our people. Never forget where you started from. I guarantee I won't forget where I started, son. In the basement, hoping that my statements will change the face of the game, cause you know I'm racist. Facing the struggle every day, pounding a brick wall, hoping it'll change. Shout out to SNRK and salute from the field of the growing pain.
Got this dream to be a rap star. Cruising up and down Sunset Boulevard. Five deep with the mayonnaise up in the car. Living large, but I'm barely getting by with these gift cards. These days are getting tough, but I embrace it. Put my troubles in the paper, dog. Staying medicated. Never satisfied with basic. Got my head up in the clouds. Looking down on this road that I'm taking. Will I make it?
I don't know.
Lifestyle of the rich and famous. Meanwhile, I've been missing a couple monthly payments. At the bottom of the food chain, dog, I hate it. I can't explain it. My life feels fornicated. But I'ma get rich, or I'ma die trying. My mama tell me that I'm bad with my money. Well, she ain't lying.
She ain't lying.
She ain't lying.
She ain't lying.
She ain't lying. Hell nah. She ain't lying, mama, don't lie. I wasn't built for the life of crime, so it's time to figure out another way to grind. I don't care if it ain't a dollar. Oh, Lord, can you please give me a sign? Ready or not, the low and hill, I'm going till I get a deal so I can pay for meals with the fam that I kill for. Yeah, no Jerusalem, but the pain is real. Yeah, this life will shit without a doubt, dog. But I ain't never flinching like what Kobe did with Matt Barnes. Ice cold, I got the ice in my veins. Mamba mentality, Kobe face. Lord knows if I'ma grow old. You only live once, so might as well go for broke. I don't want my grand
ski, ski, boy, that's growing pains.
Yeah, growing pains. On days when we were under 19, but we got a bag of weed and two bottles of a weed, boy, that's growing pains. Yeah, growing pains. Having nights where I'm going too wild to fall victim to the temptations of this lifestyle, boy, that's growing pains. Yeah, growing pains. Yeah, 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 growing pains.
He's no racist, he says, but he just doesn't understand why Native Americans are all in it.
Tizzy,
he says. He thinks protests over mascots are, in a word, ridiculous. Why?
Utterly ridiculous. Protesting in this country is not over the Native Americans.
People protest
over everything.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, one thing, like I said, I'm not a
racist.
I just feel like it's getting ridiculous. I mean, it's 500 years since Columbus came in this country. Why don't we learn by our mistakes? Get it, let it go. It's everybody live together. Why, you know, to me it's ridiculous.
That was Snotty Nose Rez Kids, featuring Helen Back with Growing Pains, and before that, Frank Wallen with White War, and before that, Dio Gandhi with Indigenous Lyricist. Now it's time for Teepee Talk. Hey, hello. Joining me, as always, is Nick Yellowhorse. How you doing, Nick?
I'm hello.
Oh.
Hello.
There
Hi.
You are.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
It's been a very cold day here.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very cold, surprisingly. We had a lot of snow recently, but here we are. Surprisingly, our city didn't go up in flames, as it usually does when an inch comes and...
It snows and then it goes up in flames. That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Well, we got quite a teepee talk for you today. As we promised last week, we are going to talk about Colton Bougie. We're also going to talk about a story that, an update, I guess, to a story that just came to a close today. another indigenous youth that was murdered, Tina Fontaine, and her, I don't even remember his name. It doesn't really matter what his name is, but the white man accused of murdering Tina Fontaine was found not guilty today. We're going to talk about that as well. We got a lot here. So let's see, where do we start? Let's go back. Back in time here when we were talking about it originally. And so for those of you who are not familiar, we have like a little bit of just like a, here's a clip. This should be just like a quick update here if you're not familiar with the case. And this should tell you a little bit about it.
Colton Bushy was in a vehicle with several others when he was shot in the head by Gerald Stanley. Stanley said his family and property were under attack and the gun had misfired when he tried to frighten those in the car. For his trial, defense lawyers rejected all potential jurors with indigenous backgrounds. It took just 15 hours for an all-white jury to acquit Stanley of second-degree murder.
No justice! No peace!
Protests erupted across the country last Saturday against a verdict many saw as racially motivated. Indigenous activists say the criminal courts routinely deny them justice, both as victims of violence and as defendants.
It's like losing their son all over again to say that his life has no meaning, that this is allowed. And then what does it mean for the rest of us? Like, do we need to keep worrying that our lives are in danger by people who have racist ideas about us?
So that was just a quick clip after the verdict was announced for Colton Bushy. And his murderer, I'm going to say murderer, was found not guilty as well. Yeah, quite a lot to unpack here. And then at some point, and I apologize to my relatives from the North. I am not great with Canadian government. So to put it in layman's terms, a dude from the Canadian government basically questioned Justin Trudeau. And we have a clip of that real quick. This is Charlie Angus speaking about Colton Bushy to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
James Bay. Speaker, our thoughts today are with the family of Colton Bushy. And it is incumbent upon us to say that this Canada will not be a nation where the senseless killing of Indigenous youth is considered okay. The Canada will not be a nation defined by racial suspicion, a failed judicial process, or 150 years of broken promises. But platitudes are not enough. To the Prime Minister, what steps will he take to reassure the Bushy family and Indigenous youth across this country that justice will be made real for Colton Bushy?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, our thoughts, of course, are with the family and friends of Colton Bushy. While it would be completely inappropriate to comment on the specifics of this case, we understand that there are systemic issues in our criminal justice system that we must address. We are committed to broad-based reform to address these issues. As a country, we must and we can do better. Our government is committed to working hard every day to ensure justice for all Canadians.
Honourable Member for Timmins, James Bay.
Well, Mr. Speaker, speaking about specifics, when the justice system fails an individual, there's appeals, there's legal precedent. But when justice fails a people, it is incumbent upon leaders to take a stand. Because let's be clear, this system didn't just fail Colton Bushy. This system has failed Indigenous people all the way back to Poundmaker, and it has to stop. So in this watershed moment to the Prime Minister, what concrete steps will he take to deal with the huge legal inequities that are faced by Indigenous people all across this country?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, we agree. When Indigenous adults make up 3% of our population, but 26% of our incarcerated population, there is a problem. When Indigenous Canadians are significantly underrepresented on juries and in jury selection pools, we have a problem. We have much we need to do together to fix this system in the spirit of reconciliation. That's exactly what we're going to be doing.
But how? How? now, he doesn't say. He doesn't answer the question. He asked him, what are we going to do? And he says, we're going to do something.
I think what he had said later on, I believe the day after, what was his name? Gerald Stanley was acquitted. Justin Trudeau came out and said that he's going to have talks with Indigenous folks to see about their input. But that was basically it. He didn't give a lot of information. He was very vague on it. Mainly it was just saying, oh yeah, we're going to talk with the Indigenous folks in seeing how we're going to rectify this issue, which, you know, is to me basically a political, like, I don't want to say
absolutely. So let's talk with natives about how to keep white people from killing us. So here's a basic timeline of what went down. So starting on August 9th, 2016, 22-year-old Colton Bougie and four of his friends were driving home from Red Pheasant First Nation when they stopped at Gerald Stanley's farm in the rural municipality of Glenside. And Bougie is shot. And then Gerald Stanley, on August 11th, is charged with second-degree murder. Someone starts a GoFundMe page to help pay for his legal fees. Police identify Bougie and say people who had been in the car with him were taken to police custody and part of a related theft investigation. Bougie's family tells the Saskatoon Star Phoenix that Bougie and his friends had driven onto Stanley's farm because they needed help with a flat tire. Many people discussing the story online suggest Stanley's actions were justified because Indigenous people are responsible for the rising crime in rural Saskatchewan, leaving farmers scared and with no alternative but violence. So farmers are scared of Indian raids in 2016. August 12th, the Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations blasts the RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, for its biased news release. Chief Bobby Cameron says the law enforcement agency provided just enough prejudicial information for the average reader to draw their own conclusions that the shooting was somehow justified. And it continues on. People are starting to, by the 18th, people are calling for justice for Colton. On the 19th of August, 2016, Stanley's released on $10,000 cash bail, and is put on electric monitoring house arrest. And I mean, it goes on and on into last year as well. Bougie's family starts speaking out on this on the preliminary hearing, and claims that there were many threats made against Stanley and his family. The Royal Mounted Police clear themselves of any wrongdoing in their interactions with the family. In a letter sent to Bougie's family, they say they had a thorough investigation that was done into Bougie's family complaint. Says there was no evidence to support the claims that officers were behaving inappropriately. After the one-year anniversary of Bougie's death, more than 100 people gather at the Chief Glen... Keskokatan Community Center at Red Pheasant First Nation for memorial feast to honor him. Jury selection began in January to February this year. And they purposely kept out Indigenous First Nations folks on the jury selection, and so it became an all-white jury. As part of the claims here by Debbie Baptiste, who is family member of Colton Bougie, said that the officers had asked if she had been drinking and telling her to get it together when she found out that her son had been shot in the head. There's a lot of it's a lot. So with Colton Bougie, and Tina Fontaine as well, I mean, you know, it's just two more young Indigenous people whose lives were cut short because of colonizers, and a system has failed them today and continues to fail them, as quoted before.
I want to go back a little bit because in the timeline that you had just mentioned, what bothered me beyond this acquittal of the killer of Colton Bougie was that the Royal Mounted Canadian Police did their own investigation on themselves and said, oh yeah, we did nothing. Nothing wrong had happened. No infractions from us to the public nor to the family. Mm-hmm. And I want to bring up something real quick. I want to bring up how there was that ad, not that ad, but that story going around, what, a month or so ago about that Wisconsin father who bought like a $65,000 ad in the Washington Post about his son who was wrongfully killed by the, I forgot who the police place were, but it was in Wisconsin. And what Wisconsin did for this family was they changed a law. And they changed the law where police cannot conduct self-investigations upon themselves. And this was for one singular white male who was basically not listening to officers, was drunk, and was killed in this situation. And it's upsetting because there's such a disparaging view between when it's more than one indigenous folk that gets killed by the police, nothing happens. They say nothing went wrong. They do nothing. They say horrible things, which, by the way, there was that one Facebook quote, not quote, but that comment by the Royal Mounted Canadian Police officer that he later deleted, saying he deserved it. Colton Bougie deserved it.
Yeah, you're in the wrong place.
Wrong place, wrong time.
That's what you deserve. Get.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Basically that. And then they come around and say, oh yeah, we see nothing wrong had happened. That's the problem. And that's the problem is because this, we can see clearly that this Wisconsin family, white folk, get hurt and the law will bend its back in order to amend the situation. But when we as indigenous and brown folk get killed by police, no action is made.
Not just police, though. By police and anybody.
Exactly.
By farmers, by creepy-looking dudes.
By this farmer who says it accidentally went off. Mm-hmm. He's saying that his gun accidentally went off after he gave warning shots to Colton Bougie and his friends, that when he had finally confronted them, his gun went off accidentally and killed him.
Mm-hmm. So here's what the comment was saying, a post. So this was a post. It just says social media, so I'm not 100% sure what social media platform it was on. But the post said, "This should never have been allowed to be about race. Crimes were committed and a jury found the man not guilty in protecting his home and family. Too bad the kid died, but he got what he deserved." And that seems to be the ongoing attitude. There are so many racist comments on any Colton Bougie video that you find. Just in my research getting these quotes, the second video that shows up on YouTube when you type in Colton Bougie is a crude MS Paint drawing of a drunk Indian saying that Colton Bougie was a drunk. And the whole video is about that. It's disgusting. It really is. So they're trying to paint it as a bunch of drunk Indians drove onto this farmer's property and he feared for his life, so he had to shoot one of them in the head.
And on top of it, it's the indigenous population in the area that made it so crime-ridden that he had to fear for his life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
It's so upsetting. Yeah. Because not only after we finally get somebody to listen to us and say, okay, we'll bring this man to court, we'll see if he's actually committed something wrong, and then you stack the cards against us,
mm-hmm,
and give us a jury where no indigenous representation is made, mm-hmm, or attempted to be made, and that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That is the problem. And then once this man, Gerald Stanley, gets off and says nothing happened, your Prime Minister Trudeau just gives a vague statement saying, yeah, we got to change something and we'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. Without giving any real answers, just skirting around the question. Mm-hmm. And this happens time and time again. And it's just upsetting. Just so upsetting.
Yeah. So I wanna steer over to Tina Fontaine for a little bit. So Tina Fontaine was a 15-year-old Indigenous girl who had lived with her aunt or grandma for a while and then was put into the foster care system and was living in a hotel and ran away from that and spent a lot of time on the street. And was found in the Red River wrapped in a duvet or whatever, in a blanket, weighed down with stones. And this case is really, it's really frustrating for a number of reasons. So immediately a lot of victim blaming came into this because while they cannot find the cause of death, they can confirm that she had marijuana and alcohol in her system, but they can't find the cause of death. And so there were articles saying, oh, she had drugs in her system. She just OD'd and, you know, or some people are even like saying like, oh, yeah, maybe it's an OD. Maybe it's a suicide. Because, of course, you would wrap yourself up in a blanket and weigh yourself down with rocks.
Exactly. That was another thing I saw. An article had stated that the doctors that had testified in that situation said, we couldn't determine the cause of death, whether it be because of... It was a homicide, or if it was because of natural causes. What kind of natural causes makes you become wrapped in a blanket mm-hmm. and weighed down with stones? Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a lot of different things here. So they claim they have no DNA evidence. They have like no crime scene, no nothing. They have no evidence. A lot of news outlets are saying they have no evidence in this case. They have no way to link this dude whose name I just... don't remember. And honestly, it doesn't matter. But this dude that was arrested in 2015 for her murder and charged with second degree murder. They're claiming they have no way to link him to it, even though the closest they have is that they somehow had evidence that he had a similar blanket. And however, they have a phone tap conversation with him basically saying that he killed her. You know, that's out of context.
I think what they had said, the in defense of the guy, I think his name is Raymond Cromier. And whatever his defense attorney had said was like, oh, that audio wasn't of good enough quality, so it could be disputed, even though he was basically admitting that he had killed her. Mm-hmm. He didn't outright say it. He just was trying to say something like, oh yeah, if I would have gone through with it, something of that sort. And mm-hmm. it was just
yeah. So the theory is that this man had tried to start some sort of relationship, physical relationship with Tina. And upon finding out that she was 15 and underage, killed her so she wouldn't tell anybody. But we don't know, and we probably will never know, which is also awful. So in the judge had warned Tina's family almost ahead of time of just like, if you need to leave. And the verdict was given not guilty, and Tina's family of course had outbursts, and a lot of them just had to get up and walk out of the courtroom. And it's a very, very sad day, and it's not fair. It's not fair for her. It's not fair for Indigenous women or Indigenous people anywhere. And again, you know, there's just no, we will probably never know. And it's so frustrating because, like, youth in the foster system, especially, like, Native youth, but in general, like, youth in the foster system also, like, often fall through the cracks. And they always are just like, well, she's a ward of the state and she's running away. They're always running away. We don't really know why. We don't care to ask them why. They're just, you know, they're bad kids. They're bad apples, whatever. They're going to run away and walk the streets, and whatever happens to them is their own fault. When in reality, these are children who have had to grow up really, really fast at a very, very young age and have been through a lot. Not only have they been through a lot, but they are dealing with all kinds of systems and adults telling them what to do and not giving them a say in their own lives. The system doesn't ask them what they want, doesn't ask them what they need. They go, you're 15 and I know what's best for you. I don't care if you don't like this placement. I'm going to place you here because I need to put you somewhere. And sometimes if there's an overflow, they'll put them in hotel rooms. And it's very inhumanizing. It's not trauma-informed. It's not how we should be treating our kids, like garbage. Just because they end up in the system is built and is supposed to take care of these kids, but it's not. It's treating them as if they're a problem. So immediately they are told, you are a problem. You are a pain to me. Where can I put you? And stay there. Stop being such an issue. Don't say anything. We're not interested in what you have to say. And so it can be very frustrating, and it really, really irks me a lot when I hear people be like, well, yeah, like we placed her in a foster care place, but they keep running away and they're a problem child. It's like, do you ever ask them why they ran away? Do you ever ask them like what their needs are? If they feel like that placement is a safe placement, do you ever talk to them or get them the help that they need? No, no. The system is incredibly flawed and has let one girl down and lets thousands more down every day. And it's really frustrating. And I say that as someone who works in this system, who does work in child welfare, specifically Indian child welfare. It's very frustrating to see. And I try to do my best to help in any way I can to kind of re-educate folks on that and to look at it from a different angle. And we need more people who have been through this system to come and help us try and fix it if they have the capacity. We need to be asking former foster care youth. We need to be asking adoptees their input. They have lived it. You can't get degrees in foster care experience. You need to listen to them. It's not fair, and the system failed these people horribly. We need to do better for our children. Even in America right now, with the March for Our Lives and school shootings, we need to do better for our children. For the next 7 generations. I'm tired, everybody. Tired. Nick, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to play this. This is a song by Billy Aldenbach called Ode to Colton Bougie here on Rose City Native Radio.
David Baptiste runs to the window in fright. Convoy of cops bear him down a quiet dirt trail. She ran to the window, William's face went pale. They busted their way in and told her to step aside. They were looking for nothing while the family begged and cried. Pull yourself together, woman, your son just died. As she fell to her knees and tears fell from her eyes. He was just somewhere wrong, somewhere he shouldn't have been. Said the cop to the woman from the Red Pheasant Band. She let out a scream and a shudder through the land. But no sympathy was granted as he wrenched her by the hand. The sky fell through the trees and the chief hung his head way down. Just another situation in this white man town. From the Battle of Fish Creek, prostitution all around. Mothers are crying for their children who were never found. Meanwhile, somewhere down a more travel-paved road, Gerald Stanley and his son are giving a story they told about a group of Indians that got out of control. You pay for the crime if you want to play that role. The gun went off, I didn't do what I saw.
been a hand-picked jury. Let them breathe the open air while the people of this land are trying to repair all the lies, the injustice, and the things that were never fair. Yeah, the killers walk free on our fields and down our streets with a guilty conscience tripping off their feet. But remember, nothing comes to an end if it isn't complete. So raise your hands in the air and keep your eyes on the heat. Bushy has been pushed and laid down wrong, but we'll stand together for him and scream out strong. No matter where you came from, we all belong. Many native from this land have lost their song. The province on the edge is in the heat of the night. Debbie and her family are here to make it right. The young will know their future of indigenous right. You don't mess with a mother when you put out her light.
Despite railway blockades, prominent and public calls for justice, and demands for further investigation, efforts to force a public inquiry have stalled. Either way, an inquiry might not answer why as many as 1,000 Indigenous women have gone missing.
There is a crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women in this country that has become a national tragedy.
The scale of the crisis has been clear for years. Hundreds of Indigenous women murdered or missing in Canada. A haunting national disgrace with no solution in sight.
I'm looking for my sister. Where did she go? Where did she go? Why? I'm looking for my sister. Where did she go? Where did she go? Why? I wanna walk the highways. I wanna walk the alleys and the streets. I wanna walk the whole damn world. I wanna walk the hard way. I wanna walk the alleys and the streets. I wanna walk the whole damn world. I'm looking for my sister. Where did she go? Where did she go? Why?
There's a crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women in this country that has become a national tragedy.
Oh, how I miss you so much. I still can't believe that you're gone. Feeling like a huge piece of me's been torn and ripped from me, from my chest. I can't breathe when I think about it. I miss your smile, miss your laugh. I miss our trips on that powwow trail. And now all I feel is that trail of tears, that trail of fears for what could have gone wrong, and hoping that you're safe. I wanna go door to door. My eyes are so sore from all the tears I drop. My heart drops, and every time I think about you and where you could be, this is for the weight that I carry on my chest. For the mothers and the families who get no rest. And this is for the loved ones, and the family. We want you close, we wanna hold you close, we want you back the most.
Rose City Native Radio is produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. You can find our show's playlist and previous episodes at kboo.fm. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and catch you next time.
Where does she go? Where does she go? Why? Why? I wanna walk the highways. I wanna walk the alleys and the streets. I wanna walk the whole damn world. I wanna walk the hard way. I wanna walk the alleys and the streets. I wanna walk the whole damn world. I'm looking for my sister. Where did she go? Where did she go? Why? Why no sense of urgency? Why no state emergency? Should have been called when it was 2 or 3. 100, 2, 1,000, yeah, you feel me? Government criminalized Indigenous men. and blame them, and then say it's not high on our radar. How far will you let it slide? Just another form of genocide. That's right, I'm calling you out. I know what this is all about. You want the land, so now we stand. We stand up, fist up. Warrior song makes us strong. We say no more. We say no more. No more stolen sisters. No more stolen sisters. I'm looking for my sister. Where did she go? Where did she go? Why? I'm looking for my sister. Where did she go? Where did she go? Why? I wanna walk the highways. I wanna walk the alleys and the streets. I wanna walk the whole damn world. I wanna walk the highway. I wanna walk the alleys and the streets. I wanna walk the whole damn world. I'm looking for my sister. Where did she go? Where did she go? Why? I'm looking for my sister. Where did she go? Where did she go? Why? I'm looking for my sister. Where did she go? Where did she go? Why?
Railway blockades, prominent and public calls for justice and demands for further investigation, efforts to force a public inquiry have stalled. Either way, an inquiry might not answer why as many as 1,000...
There's a crisis of missing and murdered indigenous women in this country that has become a national tragedy.
A national disgrace with no solution in sight.
We're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K2H2BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Community Radio during this special programming campaign. All Thrills, No Frills, Volume.